The Juno second graders don colorful Tlingit regalia, retrieve their pint-sized violins, pick up the bow, and play the can-can. Two representatives from the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington, D.C. clap, and one takes photos with his cell phone. On this day, 8-year-old violinist Amira Andrews is among the 24 violinists and 6 cellists performing at Glacier Valley Elementary School.
We have this thing called jam after school, and we practice and we warm up and we practice songs. And usually Miss Hagee tells us who's coming so we could get ready.
Glacier Valley Elementary began the Juno Alaska Music Matters program 3 years ago. Jam is one reason Juno is a finalist in the Kennedy Center's National Any Given Child program. Former Juno Arts and Humanities Council President Annie Calkins wrote Juno's application.
The Any Given Child program was initiated by the Kennedy Center as a way to increase equity and access to arts education for students across this country in grades kindergarten through 8.
The Kennedy Center representatives were in Juno last week to review and fact-check the application, making sure city and arts organizations are working with schools to offer a diverse selection of arts programs. They said they would not comment on their visit, which they called unofficial. This is not the first time the Kennedy Center has been interested in Glacier Valley Elementary. In 2007, the school was one of 5 National Schools of Distinction winners. Now, Juno is looking to expand its arts education. That's where Any Given Child comes in. Calkins says city government officials, businesses, arts organizations, artists, and the school district organized a community arts team. If Juno wins, Calkins says the community will join 10 other cities across America recognized by Any Given Child. No prize money comes with the distinction.
What we get from the Kennedy Center is up to 5 years of technical assistance and training and engagement with figuring out ways that Juno can increase equity and access across all of our schools.
While JAM has expanded to 2 other elementary schools, Calkins says some Juno schools have higher quality arts programs than others, and the objective is to give more students access to these programs. Glacier Valley Elementary music teacher Lori Hagee started JAM.
I think what makes our application so strong for the Kennedy Center is the fact that they were astounded by how much a community of just over 30,000 can support a symphony, 3 opera companies, just the amount of arts organizations that are here and how we support them was very exciting for them, as well as the rich cultural heritage that we have here and how we celebrate that here in Juno.
JAM is inspired by El Sistema, a Venezuelan model that incorporates music into schools.
What I learned from that was that music is used as a vehicle for, in Venezuela, it's for social change. Here, we use music as an intervention for school readiness skills.
Hagee says the children build their skills in confidence, teamwork, focus, and memory. Gohua Shaw has been a private violin instructor for 2 decades. Hagee asked Shaw to teach students in the JAM program. Shaw says students started when they were 5 years old, without their parents in the room to coax them along. They learned how to navigate their first musical experience on their own.
When I first saw them, they just can't believe how little they are, a very small size. Now they grow and also they can play better, because that's what I have to see.
Now, the students are in 2nd grade. 8-year-olds Garrett Strickler and Kitty Sweet are used to performing before an audience.
In JAM, we practice all of our songs just in case there's an assembly or like a concert.
I like when I play sounds and I can hear what I play. It makes beautiful sounds.
JAM students this week have formed quartets and are playing seasonal songs in Glacier Valley classrooms.
They are just so eager to absorb what they're learning that the pace at which they are accomplishing their musical skills on the violin has been astounding.
The Kennedy Center is expected to announce a winning community for Any Given Child in the next couple of weeks. For K2, I'm Kelsey Gabrowski.